Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Hold on. Ready?
There you go. All right. We good now?
How'd she mess up my whole Beyonce thing I had going? Not you. I'm talking about the little lady on Blog Talk. Not her. Okay.
I had to reach out and grab that one. Super.
We do.
But she's also got one called Haunted, and the actual music, she does a whole like exposition talking thing, but there's the actual music is really good. I have some music coming from somewhere, I have no idea where.
Close the browser.
I'm serious, I have no idea where it is. I'm just like sitting here listening to somebody humming in my ear, and apparently... Oh, it's Hulu. It's Hulu.
Sorry, it was my bad.
It was Hulu.
Stop humming in people's ear, Blaster.
I don't understand why Hulu is in my ear. I don't understand why it decided to start like right now. It started like right now as soon as the show started. You know what, Hulu? Fuck your couch. I'm going to close you up. Don't be just starting whenever you want to.
Not her couch.
Fuck your couch. Fuck your couch. Yes. Fuck your couch.
Hulu has got issues.
All right,
okay,
can I?
You can introduce the show. I just want to let everybody know, since we had some people that were upset that we were no longer using the Blog Talk chat. If you are so inclined as to come into the Blog Talk chat because you cannot get to YouTube, it is open for you. Please do come in. I'm looking at you, Molly Pop.
Molly Pop. I don't know why I'm saying. I can't think. There you go. Thank you. All right.
But I'm
open for your perusal.
We all had to finish it up. All right, let me introduce the show right quick. It is April 16, 2015. It is almost summertime, and I'm so excited. Okay. Sorry. Ooh. Oh, no, I'm a teacher, honey. That means I actually get a break from children, which is nice. But trust me, teachers need that shit because I about punched a boy, but we ain't going to talk about that on the air. Anyway, I'm Snow. Ew. All right, no. Ew. I'm Snow, and that lady over there, that would be Corey. Hi, Corey. I'm waving at her. Hi, Corey.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
I think I see somebody in the backseat of my car.
You know what? You the bitch is what you is.
It's on. Head for the hills. It's on. Yeah, it's on. Head for the hills. It's on.
You the bitch.
I love you.
I don't like you no more. No, you don't.
Oh,
no, you don't.
Sweet revenge.
No, you don't. Mm-mm.
I need you to go look up that song after the show there, Snow. The tagline
no, I ain't
says,
listening to you. I'm...
apparently don't know who I be. Venomous revenge. So sweet.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. All right, moving on.
Maybe not
her
today.
Fault. That's Ginger over there. Hi, Ginger. I like Ginger better today. Hi, Ginger. Ginger's my favorite today.
Aww.
Oh my god. You know what? I'm not talking to either of y'all right now. And then we have Master Blaster in the house. He's our dose of testosterone.
I am.
Yes. Are you gonna pick on me too?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Gonna be nice.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be the reason one.
We are reasonable.
I know.
The
reason why is you're within driving distance from me. I could legitimately get killed. That's why.
That is true. That is true. I can find
driving distance too, but look, but I already showed her what's waiting for me. She rolled over here. Come on, get it.
See, the thing is, I don't care how big your ass is, Blaster. I could still cut you. So
I know. That's why I'm staying silent.
She'd have to come here to get my knife, which means you're pretty much okay.
Silent.
You're going to be okay.
No, because I'll get my own damn knife. I don't care.
I got an arsenal in here.
Cara,
bring it. You going to buy one knife? One? You going to come with one knife for me? No.
Not you.
Oh, for Blaster? Yeah, but he got guns. I don't know if you want to do that. See, he being all sweet, but he got guns.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't do the voice. Stop with the voice.
He's doing it on purpose. Oh, hey! Hey, now.
See what I mean?
That is not...
Hey, you invited me. You invited me. It's your fault. Nobody touches anything.
Can't touch.
Especially yourselves in the corner. Do not. If it is yours, can you still touch?
Just if it's wet and not yours.
Wow, that's horrible. That's so bad. You're bad. So bad.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
I'm done for the night.
And say goodnight, everyone.
So it's a train wreck, a big, huge train wreck. I love it.
Oh, y'all done pissed me off.
Yeah. You're going to be all right. All right. So I'm going to start.
I'm red now. Thank you.
You're going to be all right. Okay. So I'm starting to show off because I'm very excited.
No, it's really not on me. It makes me look stupid. But all right, go start. You know what? You start the damn show.
I would if your ass would stop talking about you, Red.
I'm still going to talk because you make fun of me. All right.
I would like to talk about something happy quickly.
Can I start singing the happy song now?
No.
Joy, joy, okay. happy, joy, joy.
Okay, we're going to get dinged from this.
Song, the Pharrell song.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay, I cannot get this going because these.
Corey, control your people.
I can't control people because they don't want to act right. Anyway, if you're watching the screen here in the chat room, those of you who care, and these bunch probably don't care. Look at that. Y'all know what's coming. You know what this is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Guitar Hero is back.
I know some of
you missed out on all this craze because you're a little young, like our other, my Snow and my Ginger are a little young. They didn't get in on this craze quite. They came in probably when it was ending. They didn't get it. But it is back, so they get to experience it as well. Guitar Hero Live. The game. Look at all this here business. And I don't know if my peripherals will work, but that's all right. I will sell them bitches because somebody going to be dumb and buy them. So, Rock
Band. Through that. True story.
Yes. So, we got Rock Band is also coming back. And you got Guitar Hero. And they are calling it Guitar Hero Live. This is a brand new version of the popular.
Whoa! Is that the dude from Korn?
That's right, damn it.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Freestyle Games is the studio that's doing this. They're behind the DJ Hero games, which I heard was very good. I never did get to pick up DJ Hero. They're handling the development. And at this time, Activision is introducing a couple of very different modes. So GH Live lets you have a first-person viewpoint up on the stage as you play different songs at a variety of venues, which I love because I've been waiting for that, oh my God, to be able to look down at the stage. And I remember I used to plug my speakers into the Xbox, so it sounded like I was actually at a concert when I played. I love that shit. Of course, you have to please the crowd. They react in real time to your performance, so if you fuck up, they're going to boo you. There's another new mode called GHTV, which brings in a social aspect. So it's a 24-hour playable live video network. Concerts going on 24/7. You wake up at 2 in the morning, you're like, I feel like I need to Cobain it a little bit. I'm going to jump in, play it. So they had a new...
That's hot. That's actually awesome. I really like that idea. That's really awesome.
They have redesigned the controller, and they said that, of course, everybody's asking if it's backwards compatibility. They have not answered yet. I hope so, because I got one of my guitars is kind of expensive, and I never really got to use it a whole lot. I really hope it's backwards compatible. I hate to have to throw that.
I really don't think it's going to be, because they don't tend to make stuff backwards compatible.
Sometimes they do. I hope so. Well, I got an update, a more updated one. I'm going to say the original guitar that I had that came with Guitar Hero is probably, I'm going to go out and limb and say probably not, but the newer one I have looks a lot like this new one that they've been showing. But they said that the new controller has two rows of buttons, so you're more able to move your fingers like you would normally play a guitar. Then you have your so if you're new to it, like these two will be, you only have to worry about the three buttons. If you are, you know, an OG like myself, you can use all six of them bitches. Just
wow.
So OG. And this is the
beginning. one of my students. Well, actually, a few of my students called me an OG the other day. I was like, what?
You are
oh, wow.
OG. Here is the beauty of this, lovely people. Listen, the beauty of this is we all can play it, no matter what console you have, except for the original Wii, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, your Wii U, and some mobile devices. They're already accepting.
The Rock Band?
Yes, that's right. They came back with a vengeance. I'm so excited. And I know these two are like, why would I want to be playing playing a guitar? Look at this. This is what you're going to see on your screen. People looking at you and screaming. Either yes, 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 or no, no, no. I love this. And it's good.
Like every dream I ever have involving snow.
Now, and this is what I used to talk about, people doing it. People, it didn't catch on until later. I started hearing people do it. But I used to have girls' night at my house every Friday. And we were dressed little pre-teenatrix, which she was Baby Natrix. If you guys remember Danger Doll, our former alum had a little one the same age as pre-teenatrix, Baby Doll, and her other baby. And then we had some other girls in the neighborhood. And I'd have them dress up like, you know, rock stars. I had the food laid out like it was the craft services table. And we would be their roadies. And just let them rock out. Those kids love that shit. I had three mics. I got two guitars. I got the drum set. Yeah. We had a full band going in there. We got tambourine players that don't have nothing to do with the game because I just had a tambourine. It was crazy at my house. So I'm so excited to see this come back and to aggravate the fuck out of my neighbors because they get on my nerves. They have it coming. I'm telling you. Want to hook up the surround sound?
You know what? One of my favorite memories about being in Houston with you is going to that one that what was like some sort of game
party that we went to. Rock band. The Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah, that was fun as shit. That was super fun. I loved it.
And in a club, and it, I would like to see a whole lot more of that. It is so much fun to be able to get on stage and perform. I also love it. It introduces all generations to all different types of music. It is really funny to hear Pre-Teenagers a little while ago knowing the words to Crazy Train. This is not from her generation. They're going off the rails on a crazy. She knows this from playing Rock Band. She knows Kurt Cobain from playing Rock Band. She knows Kiss from playing Rock Band. There's pretty much no song you'll fire up from, like, you know, 1960 onward that she doesn't know because she heard it in Rock Band, which is just great, especially her being the musician that she is. She has a whole, you know, bunch to draw on. So it's nice. I think it's a really good family oriented game, or it could be non-family for some of you who like to drink. You miss a note, take a shot, bitch. There you go. Okay, so
yep.
Anyway.
that's gonna be a fun time right there.
Make sure you're
until
at home.
Until Corey starts cutting people, and then it's dangerous.
Well, I'm not gonna drink. I'm gonna have to be the roadie. I have to be the one bringing the drink. Because if I take
yeah,
one,
you're not allowed to drink. No,
everybody's gonna get
you're dangerous. Y'all, whenever she says that she's violent when she drinks, she's not joking.
Oh, that's the other thing. Guns N' Roses, Wanted Dead or Alive. Oh my God, that is like me and Preachy Nature's song.
Yeah.
And it comes from.
Is that going to be on the thing?
I do not see a set list.
Is that. That was already on Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Oh, they need a set list.
I don't know if they haven't released a new set list. Not that I see. Wait a minute. Let's click on a pay. Okay, they're being crazy. I don't know what that was. So all we're getting is trailers. They're basically under. Oh, wait a minute. There's some stuff over here. Oh, we got artists, but no. Let's see what they got here. Oh, look at this, guys and girls. This is just a few.
Oh. Okay, no, see, I do not agree with Skrillex. He's a DJ. He's not, no.
No, what the
he doesn't do the guitar.
Wait,
he's a DJ.
I'm going to tell you what they're doing. This is the same thing they started doing towards the end, but they just fell off. I'm willing to bet you any amount of money they're going to tie DJ Hero into this. So you're playing. You got people
ooh,
on the guitar.
True.
You got the keyboard, everything. They're going to tie this in. I bet you any amount of money. You got your rolling.
Is it weird that something I don't recognize some of these people? Is that weird? I don't know.
No,
I
don't recognize a few of
them. I recognize
either.
Like half of them. I recognize the classics like Fall Out Boy, Green Day. I recognize
the Black Keys. Black Keys are good.
Well, see, this is what Guitar Hero and all them are for, so that you get introduced to these artists that you would never hear before. You would never hear them otherwise.
That's true. That's true.
So, which is wonderful. We got to keep our music alive.
Like I know. I would be excited to play the Black Keys because if that's who I think they are, they're actually a little funky, and I love like
they're
the funky kind of music.
Very bluesy. Yeah, they're very bluesy.
Yeah.
Now I don't know who the fuck Blitz Kids are, but Blitz Kids, if you got it, bring it. I'll play you. I don't know who they are. I don't know who Gary Clark Jr. is either. Somebody's like,
I don't know Gary
God.
Clark Jr. No idea.
But I think, and I don't
now
know.
Somebody is offended that we don't know who Gary Clark Jr. is, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, these bitches don't know Gary Clark Jr.?
I'm offended that they know who Gary Clark Jr. is.
See, there you go. There you
okay.
go.
And by the way, this is the new guitar.
Oh, see, that is so much nicer. Oh, my God.
See, mine looks similar to this.
I
the one
like
before
that.
They started to die. So mine is like this. But mine was expensive. You know, it was a little bit shy of a real guitar, which I have. But this is going to be awesome.
Wait, where's the different colored buttons, though? Am I two generations
more different
ago, or buttons. What?
You're two generations ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah.
You're old black.
I have experience.
Okay, so here's a close-up of it. There was a close-up of it. There's a close-up of it. Yes, enjoy. It is very nice. And if it's like mine, it's heavy, like a real guitar, and it comes with the straps and all that, so you can put it around you. See, you have your little attachment for your straps. Nice. I cannot wait. I will be picking this one up. This is one of my favorites. Y'all, for real, you may not talk to me. This one here swallowed a whole lot of my life. I actually got to the expert level. We're not going to even talk about Woman. That song, Woman, you know you're woman. I was just play that over and over. I'm going to finish this till my fingers just cramp all up and to come take the guitar out of my hand. Stop playing. You've been playing for 6 hours. I got to get it. Yeah. So anyway, I hope y'all pick it up. Yeah, and I'm telling you guys about it because this is a game that we can all play together. Since it's on every console, nobody has an excuse. I'm pretty sure there will be some way that we can all link up and just rock out together for a couple hours a night.
That will be fun as shit. I would totally do that and rock out in my apartment.
Yeah.
Rock out in my apartment and annoy the shit out of my neighbors who annoy me.
Rock out with your boobs out.
I cannot do that. They rock out with your boobs out.
I'm going to do that right now. Mm. Oh, my camera's closed, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Pictures or it didn't happen?
You're going to be all right. Okay.
You're going to be all right. Don't worry, but you're fine. No, you're fine. You're fine.
You could go.
All right, I'm after Ginger.
She is after you, by the way.
Who is this?
Ooh.
Who's
this? Oh, what happened there?
Uh-huh. Oh, hell no.
Okay, you need to take this down off our screen because this is a felony for us to even see.
Yeah, take it down. We don't want it.
Are they going to arrest him?
Yes, it is an offense.
It's enough for them to investigate.
Yeah, they need to investigate. And I don't care how good of a hacker that boy is, they can scrub his computer and they can find shit.
Okay. little kids are watching you.
See, I teach kids that are almost that age, just a couple years older than that. And if I ever knew that anybody was doing to my kids what that man supposedly has been doing, I would punch them in the throat as hard as I could.
I'm not.
I'm not surprised that, I mean, they should be investigating him, right? I mean, at least.
Oh, yes.
They normally do. That's why I'm wondering why people are like, well, I'm thinking about reporting him. From my understanding, they would have swept in like the plague and been at his house.
Absolutely. They would have been all over that.
Yeah. That is not a joke. That
are
is
we
not
sure? Are we sure that he isn't under investigation right now? Well, I mean, somebody could ask. Somebody could contact his local police and at least get a statement from them. You would think, as whether
here,
or not.
Yeah,
they won't make a statement if it's something that's really under investigation.
Well, here's the thing. Somebody needs to figure out who's reported him. If not, hey, give me the information. I will gladly report it.
Right?
I got no problems calling FBI and saying, look at this bitch here.
Corey's got a phone.
I got two or three motherfucking phones. I got two or three motherfucking phones for that matter. That is, the ninth circle of hell.
That just...
Now I'm gonna have not see. Now I gotta go through Preteenatrix's stuff. I don't think she watches Twitch. She's strictly a YouTube person. But if he's been on YouTube, now I gotta go find out if she knows of it. She's just causing me trouble. Look, it's about me, of course. It's causing me trouble.
Totally. I'm going. Okay, we're gonna get mad again, though. We're gonna get mad again. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I don't have a lovely picture to show you, unfortunately. But so you guys know that a lot of relationships are made in online gaming, right? I mean, I met my best friend, Corey, who currently I'm mad at. But that's okay.
Don't make
it on me.
You in the backseat.
you bitch. You know what? I'm going to bend you over an ottoman and beat your ass.
That works fine for me. Please do.
All right.
Help.
Okay, so we all know that sometimes relationships start in online games, like romantic relationships may start in online games. The only problem with that is, especially if you're playing like an MMO, you're not really sure how old the other person is. So you got to be very careful.
Man. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier.
Yes. A 37-year-old Winnipeg man was arrested and charged with allegedly raping a girl from Singapore who he befriended in an unnamed MMO. So apparently the 37-year-old Manitoba resident James Brian Stevenson met the then 16-year-old victim in an online video game and befriended her starting in 2012. The two became close and eventually even got married in the unnamed virtual world. The two became close enough that Stevenson eventually convinced her to come to Canada. Now this part gets on my nerves. In April of 2014, the victim, who had recently turned 18 years old, traveled to Winnipeg with her 49-year-old mother to meet Stevenson. So her mother went with her to meet some weird guy on the internet. It was during this visit that the two took part in a ceremonial celebration of marriage that was captured on video. After that visit, the teen and her mother returned to Singapore so she could finish her schooling. Both returned to Winnipeg in July 2014 and began living with Stevenson at his East Caledonian condominium. It was at this point that Winnipeg police alleged that 37-year-old began sexually abusing the girl on multiple occasions. They charged Stevenson with sexual assault, taking explicit nude photos, internet luring, and child pornography. He was granted bail after appearing in court on April 10th. An immigration sponsorship, she was engaged to him apparently, that allowed her to enter the country, was in the works at the time of his arrest, but the victim alleges that she was never willingly romantically involved with Stevenson. It is clear that some sort of relationship existed between the victim and Stevenson, enough for, at least for the victim and her mother to take up residence with him in. But the grayer areas of the story, like whether there was emphatic consent between the two concerning sexual contact, will no doubt be revealed during the trial. So there are two sides to this. there's one side where he really is a dirty man and he needs to have his balls chopped off. And then there's the other side where the mother really needs to rethink her priorities of her daughter.
Well, was she even thinking about the priorities with her?
Exactly. That was my thought. She probably really just wanted to get into the States. And really, the easiest way to do that is to get a green card or something like that through marriage.
Sex,
and that is the absolute basically, yes. And that is the absolute easy way to get into the U.S. is to get a green card through marriage. Now, I'm not saying that people should not be allowed to immigrate to America. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that to traffic your teenage daughter like that in order to gain some sort of foothold in the U.S., that's really shitty. That's, like, despicable. Yeah. Exactly.
Amen.
Yes. And she, and it feels like she's condoning this, this whole relationship between her daughter and this 37-year-old man who literally is old enough to be her father. Literally.
Okay, I was up with, you know, when she said she took him to visit, I was like, okay, well, you know, it, you know, maybe she's visiting an online friend. Then when you said they started living with him, and I was like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Living? Oh, no.
What really got me is whenever she was there, they participated in some sort of like celebratory marriage ritual, and it was filmed. So her mother knew exactly what was going on at that time.
She needs to be brought up on charges. He needs to be brought up on charges.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Singapore. But they're both from Singapore. It doesn't matter. They were in the U.S.
Oh, I thought they were in Canada.
No, they're in Canada.
Sorry. Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
They were in Canada. And you have to go by the age of consent
where they
on
where they're
in the country.
They,
yep.
Yeah. Exactly. In Singapore, unfortunately, it's not uncommon to have child brides and, you know, and child trafficking like that. It's not uncommon, but again, you have to go by where they are. And this all happened in Canada. So I just really make like that, that makes like a sour taste in my mouth. Blah, blah.
Yeah. I'm like, you see my face.
I see it because I'm doing the same face. I got you.
All I'm thinking is I'd be in jail.
Yes. Yes.
I'll be in jail. That's like I think I posted this on Facebook earlier this week or late last week where this lady got drunk. She stumbled into the bedroom and caught a man molesting. It wasn't her daughter. She caught him molesting somebody else's daughter. And she ran his ass over in the car.
Good.
They arrested her for drunk driving, but I don't think they're going to charge her for the other one. Cause she ran.
I don't think so either. She should have used him as a speed bump a few times.
Dude. Let me just speak to you people out there. You ever get it in your head crazy enough to touch my child? You will wish for death. It will never come. I promise you, it's not going to come quick. And everybody, and my cohorts know what this sound is. That's my knife. So, yeah,
yep.
Death is not going to be easy for you. There will be no begging, pleading. I don't care what you say. You forfeited your life. It's mine.
I agree.
Make soup out of your toes, feed it to you. Stuff like that.
Gross. The feet are gross.
That's the whole point.
Okay.
if it don't bother you, then I'm not doing it right. All right.
Wanted to make sure I didn't miss the point. All right, cool.
Is it Blaster? Blaster, do you have something? Or can I talk about this craze, this new craze that's going on?
I have something I wanted to talk about, but you can go first. Ladies first, always.
No, it's your turn. Because we've all gone
here.
We've all gone around. We're on equal foot.
You know,
baby.
Sometimes Blaster, sometimes Blaster, it is actually the man's turn.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Well, I was actually... I was going to talk about the Star Wars Battlefront screenshots. Have you guys seen this?
Ooh, no.
Yeah. There's a huge screenshot of. Let me see here. All right, how do I get?
Waiting on the edge of our seat.
Green to the left with the white arrow up.
Thank you very much. Here we go.
And then y'all got an infused blaster. He's new.
He's still getting a test. Mm-hmm. And do present to everyone at the top, please, so that we can all see. I don't see nothing, mm-hmm. Blaster. All I see is blank. Okay,
give me one second.
I'm getting it. All right.
You're getting excited. Damn.
You see that?
Wait a minute. Pardon me. I need to touch myself.
This is reportedly a screenshot, in-game screenshot.
Cinematic. That's an actual screenshot.
They're claiming that this is an actual screenshot. Now this is where.
Oh my god.
Well, see, this is the skeptical me. The skeptical me takes a look at this, and the skeptical me thinks, I don't really know if I believe that could actually be a real screenshot. It looks too good.
It actually looks like.
I believe it's being released on consoles and PC. I don't know the answer to that.
There is no way. That's a cinematic. That's not a screenshot. I mean, look at the light, the detail, the shadow.
Yeah.
No, as disappointing as it is for me to say,
play
a really nice console or computer. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing I have to say, because I'm not seeing any aliasing going on here.
Yes, that
I'm not
too.
Seeing
yeah.
Any of that. I'm seeing dynamic shadows that are being cast by vegetation, which is kind of a little bit weird. I haven't seen that before. There's a couple things. Those are just some things that just kind of make me a little bit. And then on top of that, this guy he's riding this bike, but I don't the speeder, but I don't see any like clipping going on and anything. It looks like he's sitting on there correctly and all that. So I don't really know. I would
lay money that this is a cinematic.
Yeah, that'd be my guess too.
But what if it isn't?
If it isn't, then I'm gonna need time alone with it. I'm just saying.
Right.
Be able to run it.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
Some of my Walmart computer. Okay, I'm sorry. Some of you have Walmart computers. I have one sitting next to me. I'm sorry, Walmart.
Why are you apologizing on Walmart? Why are you apologizing on Walmart?
Right?
Because that's a damn good computer. That's a damn good computer for $200. I got to give them credit. Walmart, you work. You work. Your people that visit you Walmart are fucked up, but you do good work.
True story. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to share one more thing here.
Yes.
So with relation to Star Wars Battlefront. So we're going to find out.
Look at Blaster taking control.
Ooh,
I kind of like it. Let's
find
Blaster.
Out all the details.
Ooh, oh my
about
God.
This
look at the leather texture on that bitch. Oh, I'm sorry.
58 minutes and 14 seconds.
Look at That's all right, though. It looks nice.
Continuity, right? Continuity, right? Right?
But you're just like, I the bitch didn't win the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's a possibility that this is your playable character that you may be able to customize. Maybe that's what they're showing. We really don't know.
And plus, you can't say that we've seen every version of the Stormtroopers that there are. Because remember, there are a ton of these clone guys. So there may be just a version of the Stormtrooper. Like, he could be, you know how they have different types of soldiers? Like, this soldier does that soldier does that.
He's the fashion trooper. Yeah, he's the fashion
right.
trooper.
Work, girl.
Work.
Snap, too. You got to snap, too.
Fellas.
He's just fabulous. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Luke. Your lightsaber is fabulous. Yes,
that is just
hunty,
a good
yes.
color for your lightsaber. That is just a nice color. Girl, you just work that.
Yes, yes, hunty, yes.
I like that.
I'm so excited to see this because they had so much trouble in the past few years, Battlefront. They just keep having trouble.
Yep.
Trouble.
Well, Battlefront was I like Battlefront. I was a big fan.
I never got to play it because every time when I started getting ready to play, like, we have troubles. We have to close down the studio. We have to move these people. They raided the studio. No, I don't know if they did, but we had so much shit going on around. Oh, they took our pencils. We can't write down the code. I don't know, but they had the issues, and I was like, I'm so excited to see that they have this big reveal tomorrow. And damn right.
Now what you apparently you have to subscribe on YouTube.
I could subscribe. I don't have that many subscriptions. I only follow a couple people. Matthew Santora. I follow Ginger. I follow what's our boy that we like? Josh. I forgot Josh's name. Josh, I'm sorry, baby. You sexy bastard. But yeah. So that's who I follow. So I can afford another subscription or two. Follow us, of course. I wanted to talk about this next story because I actually ran across this right before the show. You all know. What do you mean it's showing my name?
Yeah, I'm trying to be all covert over here. What?
It's all right. Oh, I didn't know. I was like, what's going on? Why is we talking about what I need to do? It's my turn.
I'm trying to be nice and covert over here, you all.
I was trying to figure out what's going on. That's right. They can find me. Okay, so what I've got, I ran across this right before the show. As y'all know, I'm an app junkie. I admit it. I have troubles. So I was playing something, I don't know, some game that's like the reverse of Tetris on iPhone. Plurk Blocks. I don't know what the fuck that is. But in any case, I accidentally clicked on something. I got, I don't remember what it was, but I ran across this. It says, do you want to play Me Girl? So, of course, I got pissy because it had pictures that looked like this. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to play this. Why are you popping up on my screen? But here's the shocker here, people. This game is super popular. The name of the company that makes this is called Frenzoo, F-R-E-N-Z-O-O. They have raised $1 million. Did I not click on something? Did I not click on anything?
You did. I'm looking at it.
Oh.
Sorry.
She likes it big. Can you see it now? Can you see it now? So anyway, Frenzoo has managed to. Can I finish my story? Let me roll my eyes at you.
Go.
So they've raised $1 million.
You're going to put them back in your head? You're rolling them around. I'm going to put them back in your head. Go ahead.
You know what? She keeps trying to talk smack. She know when I cut her, she's going to run. I'm trying to tell you, but this one won't let me finish talking. So $1 million in new funding.
Whoa.
And for a total of $3 million. So far, the round was led by a bunch of investors, Fresco Capital,
Corey,
Five Ventures. What?
Okay, now it showed up. Go ahead. All right, we're good.
Really? Okay, so they raised this capital. They raised some capital back in May of 2012, and then they started pushing this lifestyle game targeted towards female players, and the brand is Me Girl. Supposedly, they've released 6 free-to-play games based around themes like fashion, dating, and celebrity, and they just put out the 7th one called Me Girl Love Paradise. It's going to be out in a few weeks. Their big one that they're really working on is called Metropolis, which will be like an MMO, the interconnected universe. And you also still have your single player somehow. I don't know how they're doing it. They said to date, it's been installed more than 20 million times. I think I'm missing out on something here. I got to get this onto my phone tonight to figure out what the big fucking deal is because, yeah, I had no idea. Until we came in here tonight, I was like, I'm not playing that shit. But, you know, this sounds like something. I don't know about Ginger. Well, you know what? The fashion thing, I don't know. If they have a store, I will let you know. And I know Snow is going to like the dating and celebrity.
Well, here's the thing. The thing that kind of irritates me. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's great that they're trying to make some games geared towards females. Especially, for me, this looks more like it would be for younger females. Just the whole color scheme makes me think of younger females. But, okay, speaking as a female, I hate to tell you, but not all females are only interested in fashion and doing the dating thing. And that's fun sometimes, but that's not our only interest. You know, we like other things too. Like, I don't know. I like to chop the heads off of orcs sometime when I'm playing Shadows of Mordor. I like to go around and do that little spinning trick that he does, you know, and then the head goes flying. I like doing that. So where's that game for me? Why
is
it got to be all fashion and dating?
That is my favorite part of Shadows of Mordor. Shadows of Mordor?
Yes.
Oh my God, yes. It cuts me a head off and stab people. I go around. I don't even know the missions that are going on. I'm serious. I don't know the missions in the game. I'm just like, I see people. My favorite thing to do is, I don't know if you do this, Snow. You know how you see a group of the little orcs there walking? I run up behind them and I pick them off one by one.
Yes.
Bitch.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And then by the time you get to the captain, he turns around. He's like, what? And I'm like, oh, it's too late now, bitch. Slash. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. But
I love that. I love the fact that the sneak in that game is so good. And then you can go into, like, the race. I love going into the race view. That is awesome. Okay. We're talking about the – go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So now I don't know about the rest of them, but I have actually played the Teen Vogue one, and it's actually good. Ginger, you might actually like this one. It's a teen girl edition. It is hard. Well, it was hard on my Android. I haven't tried to play it on iPhone, but I actually enjoyed it. Pre-teenagers enjoyed it. You're just the intern at Vogue. You get to dress the models and stuff, and you buy clothes. You pick out clothes for them to wear to fashion shoots. So it's not actually. It's kind of a, in one sense, it is a business thing, because that is fashion is big business. We don't want to admit it. They make billions of dollars every year. So you're the person that is basically deciding that. I didn't get far in it because it was killing my droid. Remember they started coming out with jelly bean and cinnamon roll and all this stuff, and my phone couldn't run any of that. So
all those delicious sounding names.
Yes. So if
don't
that's
use
the
that
basic,
voice. Do not use that voice, Blaster. We talked about this.
Now this one I'm gonna say maybe not. The dress up one, maybe not. The style girl sounds like might be interesting. You're the new stylist for a magazine. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen the business aspects. We know Snow is bitching, but she's going to play this one because it's a celebrity thing. Because she likes that Kim Kardashian
What
game.
Celebrity thing?
This one. This
I
one.
Still do play the Kim Kardashian game.
I know that. I was gonna,
no, I'll admit it.
I was going to tease you about it I was checking the leaderboards for some reason. I think for some reason it was open on my phone and I saw that you had played. I was like, that girl is still Kim Kardashian game. And then when I mentioned
I will freely
like,
admit
her name? I'll play with her. Pre-teenage wants to play with
her. That's awesome. Yes. Tell her I'll totally play with her. But I will totally admit I still play that game because for some reason it's just fun to me. I don't know why. I think that Kim Kardashian is actually a good businesswoman, but she's still a little vapid. Like there's just something about her that's vapid, and I don't I can't really put my – I don't know if it's her mother that's the good businesswoman, and she's just, like, reaping the benefits or what, but
I think what has not happened yet for her is age has not kicked in, because when I put her alongside – like, I y'all know I love my fashion shows. I watch the Fashion Police. I'm watching Project Runway and all this, and I watched Diane von Furstenberg, who's Ginger's favorite designer because of that game from Pop Sugar. But I watched her show where she was looking for a new intern, and she has a level of vapidness about her. But when you catch her, you know, not just being, you know, I'm just being, la la, I'm Diane von Furstenberg, I make clothes. She would talk to those girls and would leave them in tears. That's what Kim Kardashian is missing, that killer instinct.
Yeah.
Her, you know what?
Yes.
You ain't get my shoes to my store on time, bitch. This the second time. You fired. Type of stuff I'd ever saw on her show. That's why I couldn't watch it. It was like, oh, my God, I lost a $30,000 ring in the ocean. I was like, you're a millionaire. I don't give a fuck about that ring. I have another
one
on. And so that's what she's missing. But so anyway, I don't know what these are going to have. And if you're watching out there, Frenzu, if you give me a little more business stuff in here, you know, where I can actually rise to the top where I'm running the Vogue, not just playing the Teen Vogue, awesome. I'll do it. I would love to play this. I'll play it and finish it up. Well, I won't finish it, but anyway, what time is it? Okay.
I'm just tired of seeing the pink, the you know, the hearts all around and like the fluffy and the ruffles and all of that is supposed to be all for girls. And there are a lot of girls like myself who like other things other than the pink, floofy, bullshit, glittery, whatever.
Oh, you mean like this?
Give me something
type of girl.
It is. Yes. Not even Hot Topic. Like, Hot Topic is pretty much just a joke now. But, I mean, something a little dark and grittier for those of us that are a little more dark and gritty.
Well, no, Ginger likes to run stores, so she's meaning, can I run a Hot Topic store? Which would be an excellent game there, Hot Topic.
Oh.
Good marketing. Good marketing there. Ginger just came up with a good idea for you. Do you know? Oh, my God. See, I got Snow over here that plays a lot of Kim Kardashian. And then Ginger used to be waking me up. My phone is going off at 3:30 in the morning. Bling, your store is empty. Ginger Rocks would like you to come in and stock your store. Look at my phone. It is 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not restocking that. And I put the phone down. About an hour later, bling, Ginger Rocks is in your store. And it and then they, I think they added in some kind of way where she could restock my store for me. So I'd come in and it's all sparkly stuff on the shelf because it's been put out. Like, what the fuck? you know, she gets to dress me. That's why I said she does like a little dress up. I come in, she's changed my clothes. Ginger Rocks has picked out this look for you. Would you like to wear it? Yes, I'll wear it. That's fine. Yes, I'll wear it. I got on my hat. I'm looking fly. So it does, I think I don't want to be mad at like Snow. I don't want to be mad at them for trying. This it does. Mm-hmm. Some of it does appeal to us. I only thing I problem I have with it is it's not in depth enough. I need for Teen Vogue, and Teen Vogue is pretty in depth, but I need more. I need you to, you know, give me some. Y'all hate to hear me say, give me some spreadsheets, and you know, I got a budget. I can't buy this many dresses for the model this month, or I got a, you know, some other game mechanics that make it more for a smart girl, not just the clothes, because I love me some clothes.
Yes.
Fashion. I just need some other stuff in there. I get
it
bored.
It feels very superficial and very vapid. And don't get me wrong, obviously I play Kim Kardashian game. It's not a deep game. It's not at all. Mm-hmm. It does have its appeal, but I would like to see them add into their repertoire some games that have more substance, like you said, for the girls that are smart girls and not just the fashion conscious kind of girls.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to see.
Now, I know Ubisoft did a series of games like that, but I don't know what happened to them where they had where you were running a boutique. And I got to play some of that, and I was very excited. See, this is one of their little missions. You know, you have a shoot, and they tell you a theme. Like I said, it's not in-depth enough. I need to know 60s mod, and you maybe you can't find it, and you got to pay extra to have it shipped from, I don't know, Singapore, somewhere else, or, you know, you only have $5,000 budget, so you can't buy it. But it's not horrible, but we'll get there. And then you need your other sect of games for us girls that like our violence, which I think Tomb Raider is doing a good job of so far. I haven't played the new Tomb Raider yet, but it's on my list. As soon as I get done cutting off
either,
the head.
I want to play that game. I have not either, but that it looks really interesting.
Awesome. Did
can
you pick
can
up
I
GTA?
Go? Can I go?
Yeah, we got a few minutes, but jump in here. I just want to know if Blaster has. Okay, you go quick. I'm going to get.
Okay, mine's going to be short.
Get ready for the Steam sale because, you know, I'm going to get cut if I don't get them in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so mine's pretty short. So the Time has announced the 100 most influential people. Anita Sarkeesian is actually one of them. If you don't know who Anita Sarkeesian is, she does a vlogger, I guess, a video blog. I guess that's what they're called. I don't know. She does, it's called The Tropes versus Women in Video Games creator and founder of Feminist Frequency is honored in a write-up by actor and author Will Wheaton under the Pioneer section of the list. Yes. Sarkeesian gained national attention. I'm going to cut you. Sarkeesian gained national attention after becoming a popular target of online threats and harassment by Gamergate last year, mostly for her video series critical of how women are portrayed in video games. This ultimately led to an appearance on Stephen Colbert's The Colbert Report on Comedy Central last year, in turn thrusting her into national spotlight. She was also named one of Time Magazine's 30 most influential people on the internet in March alongside YouTube sensation PewDiePie. Now, we actually did some of her videos. We did a show and featured some of her videos a long time ago. And she does make some valid points in her videos, but she takes things a little too far. Like, it's a game, and we need to step back a little bit because they also portray men in a bad light in a lot of games.
I just have to say this. There are some unrealistic expectations for men when it comes to Street Fighter games. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, it is.
Very unrealistic expectations.
That is true. Yeah.
I don't know many men that can get hit in the head with a lead pipe and recover.
Or how about Gears of War?
Yeah.
How about anything doing with Unreal Engine? Because it's like Unreal.
Unreal Engine.
That's why it's called Unreal Engine. Now, I don't want to belittle what she's trying to do. I understand what she's trying to do. She's all about the women empowerment. And you know we're all about the women empowerment here. But honestly, you have to take a step back every now and then because it really is a game. You know?
Here's the only issue I had with Anita Sarkeesian through all of the whole Gamergate thing was that she backed down from a lot of stuff she said.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're going to be – you're going to have big enough ovaries, and that's the women equivalent of balls, guys. You got big enough ovaries to stand up and say some of this shit. You need to be able to back it up and not hide because somebody threatened you. Say something. You know, people were threatening to come to your house. Yes, you can call the police and say, hey, you need to be posted bus out of my house, and don't leave your house. I don't believe in running. It doesn't it sends mixed messages to me. And then for you to disappear. Yeah, and then for you to disappear sometimes, you know, I'm not one of those running types, you know. At most I would have said, okay, pre-teenager, if you're going over here, and then been standing outside with my sword like, okay, show up. What you going to do? Sometimes you need a tank. She was not a tank.
Nope. She was the rogue, the DPS, like, oh, shit, they're looking at me. Let me disappear. That's who she was.
And that's what I did not like. And there was a whole lot of them that disappeared, and that's what we don't need. Yep. I need for you to say, okay, you're pushing me. I'm going to push back just as hard because I believe in what I'm doing, not I'm going to disappear and hide. I just – that part I didn't like. I understand it on one hand, but on the other hand, no. Okay. Anybody – is Intrigo real quick before I
– Yeah, real fast. Ooh. Okay, let me jump in, and this is where I say the views of Ginger Rocks do not necessarily represent the views of all of us here at GamerNatrix.com and Gamer Girls Radio. Go ahead. Okay. I'm not sure if I agree or disagree. So we'll just leave it at that. Go to the Steam Sales, Corey.
I don't know what happened. I like Steam.com. Go, don't leave the country. Just be there. You got money. You can afford stuff. Ooh, okay. Yeah, we got to make this quick because I got lightning going on outside. Y'all hear that? Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I know. Well, no, I got to get off the computer. It's fine if it comes. I just don't want my baby. I don't want my baby hurt. Okay, so quickly for my Steam players, got some good stuff on sale, especially if you're going to be stuck indoors like I am probably tomorrow with this here business going on. I love it, by the way. I'm going to be playing Shadows of Mordor all day tomorrow if it rains. Okay, so.
Oh, slicing some orcs.
Slicing some orcs. No, you said it right, oaks. You got to say it right. Slicing some oaks.
Oaks. Slicing some oaks. Slicing some oaks. All right, go ahead.
So I'm very. Stop it. Wait, Storm, wait. I am very excited about this particular game. I keep hearing good and bad things, but
oh my God, that looks amazing!
It's so cute and adorable. Fortress Tavern. I don't know if this is on my wish, but there's a bunch of them out like this. There's a whole lot of people that are indie developers that are making retro games, but you know, with some of the mechanics of the newer games, I love it. So you get to manage a tavern and do beer. You got fantasy role play going on. I want it. And it's got mixed reviews, but I just...
It's like Diner Dash, but in a tavern?
No. It's kind of a...
Prison Architect, but with a tavern?
I kind of want to play this.
I want to play it. So you're the fantasy world tavern keeper. See, there's the notes here. You renovate your ailing tavern, chat to hundreds of unique guests, manage the stables with the magical creatures, oversee the battle pit, hire the heroes or the villains to help hunt down the magical tavern items. All this. So I want to play this badly.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm totally playing that.
Yeah,
I'm
it's $8. But it's got mixed reviews. So I really don't know if it's good, bad, or ugly. But I want it so bad. I'm thinking I'm going to grab it and jump in there. But I've been watching it for some weeks. So that's a good one to pick up if you got, you know, $20. You kind of broke. You got $20 to spend, you can jump in there and do it. It's $8. I'm saying because, you know, you got to eat. We're figuring your eating cost.
Oh, true.
You got to eat. All right, those of you who never played Halo Spartan Strike, you can find it for $5.99 on the Steam store. I also know it's also on sale on the App Store if you're on the go. Android, Apple Store. It's the same price, so grab it on any of those. I don't know if Steam does a cross thing with the App Store, you know, where they let you put in the code and you can download and play it there. I don't know. Don't ask me. I've been meaning to test that out. Somebody's been trying to get me to play this. And was it you, Blaster?
Was
it you trying to get me?
No, wasn't me. It looks cool, though. I'd play it.
It looks cool, but it's just building stuff. I'm not feeling that too much, but maybe somebody else likes it.
But there's no combat? Wait, you're telling me there's no combat.
You build
cities and
castles, and you form landscaping and underground mining. I don't know if there's
You got to do some combat. If you're going to build a castle, you got to do some combat.
That's what I feel like. If I'm building a castle, I need to be building it for a reason. Who going to come try to tear it down? But it is sandbox, and it's an architectural game. I don't know. Some people love this kind of stuff, this kind of game. I kind of like with me and Blaster, we're at odds about the RTSs. I didn't want to tell him there's some RTSs that I actually like, but just not the ones that he likes. Okay, yeah, there you get some barbarians in here. But some people love this, the architectural value and building the stuff. It may be good. It's got very positive reviews. And this one's a little more on the higher end for price, people. $20, so you need to have about 40 so you can eat for the weekend. Remember I told you, check your local McDonald's. They might have that deal that they have at mine, 15 sandwiches.
I was about to say, 40? I could do that on like 25. What?
Well, no, I'm still figuring in eating costs. You got 15 sandwiches, 6 fries, 8 drinks, and 2 pies, or whatever the fuck they give you for $15 at the McDonald's down the street from my house. I will take a picture. I know you've
done it. Dollar menu. If you can't afford it, dollar menu. Or go grab some, like, ramen from the grocery store.
No,
that's like
we don't want them to die that way. That's like a headache. You can't play when you got a headache.
Dude, like, you get that much sodium out of McDonald's foods. McDonald's is packed with sodium. Go ahead.
This is true. Go ahead. This is true. You are true.
Yep.
Those of you who still want to build stuff, Besiege is now on sale. I know somebody was trying to get me to play that. I am not playing this, but it looks awesome. I'm not going to play it, but I'm going to tell you, because it's not my thing. You build a machine that can crush windmills, wipe out battalions. See, look at this. This looks like it's some Blaster will play. Look at that. You see that with the little hammer? You actually build a...
Yeah, this looks really cool. I like this a lot. Wait.
You see?
Let me see it again.
See, don't talk like that. Don't use that voice. Stop it.
He's like, yeah.
You're talking and I can't see the share. There we go.
Oh, you can't? Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you know what?
You have to click on her face.
I got it now. I'm going to click on your face, Corey.
Yeah, on my face. I know.
All over your face.
Oh, yes, you do that. I like it on my face.
I'm such a hangout noob.
I'm blushing. Can we move on?
I'm such a hangout noob. Such a hangout noob.
Okay.
That looks
really
that looked really cool. No, let's go back to that for a while. Can we just look at
the
rest of the show?
I have to get a I got a couple more.
All right, fine.
Here, Blaster, another one for you. Blaster, fractured face.
Yeah.
Free. It's free for the weekend. Stop it.
Yeah.
Just free for the weekend.
That's it. Just for the weekend. Free for the weekend. You can jump in there and play. Telepath Tactics, which I looked at earlier in the week. Runaway. Do not play this. I'm sorry, developers. It looks like it sucks ass.
It looks janky. Go ahead.
It looks janky. Exactly. You got a bunch down here that are free this weekend. Redstone Online. There's a lot of MMOs. I don't know what this one's about.
I've never heard of it.
It's about
Redstone. I can tell you right now I'm not going to play because it looks like that. That's already a no-no for me. The only game I permit to be 3/4 view is Legend of Zelda. Anything else, I'm not playing you. All right. We got our. Let me do a couple.
Age of Wonders.
Yes, Age of Wonders is on sale. Under you got a bunch of these on sale for $3, $4, $2. Virtua Tennis is actually fun. I don't know why. I love the fuck out of some Virtua Tennis.
Town of Salem's on
but it's good. No. Town of Salem. We have talked about this before. Do not play Town of Salem.
Yes.
The bad times. Yeah, we don't want that one. AI. That's
true.
A very good reason why. $5.99.
On your song.
Oh, my God. That is just adorable. I cannot wait to hear y'all sing that later.
Control your people. Control your people.
It's 99 cents.
It's 99 cents. You can get it. You can get it. Get it. And it's time for us to go. I can't do anymore.
Yeah. All right. We got to go. Let me close out the show. So that was our Thursday rendition of
See, I'm trying to be all professional. You see what I deal with here? All right. It is, that was our Thursday rendition of Gamer Girls Radio, our Rough Ron Reddit show. You can tune in on Tuesday to catch our Pixinista, your Pixel Fashionistas, biggest bitches in fashion, especially now that Fashion Police is gone. I don't think Blaster joins us for Pixinista, although he is welcome because we do love his voice. You can favorite, like, and favorite, you don't, because that's how we roll. Stop it. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.